The recent recession hit the Central California city of Stockton hard. It has 20% unemployment, nationally ranked foreclosure rates, and a $23 million deficit. Even though its violent crime rate is second highest in the state, the city says it has to slash its police budget. So the police officers' union is fighting back, as Lisa Morehouse reports.
There's a new billboard in downtown Stockton next to a rumbling freeway and boarded up buildings. It has an image of asphalt covered in blood, yellow crime scene tape, and a few choice words.
What this sign says is, "Dear Stocktonians, due to cuts in the budget, we can no longer guarantee your safety, Stockton police officers."
Sean Fenner is a patrol officer and spokesperson for the Stockton Police Officers Association. Last week, his union launched a billboard campaign in reaction to the city's proposed $12 to $14 million cut to the police department budget. Fenner says that could mean laying off 15% of the city's cops.
The police department said, "You know what? As much as it hurts us to say that we can't protect you, it's the fact."
To me, it's kind of a scare tactic for the citizens of the city of Stockton to put pressure on the mayor to stop laying off police officers.
That's Louis Sartain. He manages Charlie's Day and Night, a safe lock and key company that sits in the shadow of another billboard. This one says Stockton's homicide rate is up to 24 this year.
In my opinion, some of those people are overpaid to begin with. Police officers, fire department, also, city officials.
Still, for some residents, the billboards are convincing. Den Weda owns a local auto repair shop.
The citizens of Stockton have to be aware, unless it's a felony proceeding, they're not going to dispatch because they just don't have the manpower.
Weda's worried that, with budget cuts, cops might have slower response times to calls and that narcotics and gang divisions might get slashed.
There's got to be other ways of cutting. There just has to be.
At this point, we have no more fat on our city staffs, budgets, anywhere within the city. We're down to the bone.
Ann Johnston is Stockton's mayor. The city didn't have a reserve fund policy until recently, so this is the third year the mayor and city council has had to significantly cut the budget. $40 million in the last 2 years, $23 million now.
Thank you for calling the city of Stockton.
The city is in its third year of monthly furlough days.
The city will also be closed for furlough on June 25th.
Now it's focused on police and firefighters, since those departments count for 78% of Stockton's general fund. The mayor says they don't need to axe jobs. They could just trim salaries and benefits.
The idea is not to lay off police officers. It's really about jobs or it's about salary. And the average person in Stockton is going to say, "Keep the jobs," because they understand out there what the economy's done to everyone's budget.
Stockton residents will see this battle continue to play out, at least in part, on the street. The police union plans to post 25 of their billboards in the coming year. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Morehouse.